since Tyler Dunlop's story on medical assistance in dying, MAID, was published. Many people from across the country have reached out to offer him their support. Whether local or from places as far as Quebec and Alberta, people have readily offered housing, mental health support, and jobs to the 37-year-old Aurelian. Some have reached out with an interest in speaking with Dunlop about his situation, and others, faced with seemingly insurmountable difficulties themselves, sympathized with his request for MAID. In addition, several GoFundMe pages have been set up to raise money for Dunlop. Dunlop is seeking MAID for mental illness purposes as a result of the significant difficulties he has faced and lives with, as well as his outlook on the world and where it is heading, he previously told Aurelia Matters, which is Baratoday's sister publication. He has experienced homelessness on and off for the past 12 years, and lives with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and schizoaffective disorder as a result of the traumas he has experienced throughout his life. For Dunlop, MAID is a long, thought-out and reasonable decision for his situation, he said. Dunlop said he has been overwhelmed by the response to the story. I kind of anticipated somebody would reach out, whether it was a church or Salvation Army, he said. I did not expect individuals who are working people, renters, most of them, who offered to help and drive through the cold to bring me a bag of clothes. He said he is grateful for the help that has been offered, and that he plans to do right by the people who have reached out. He was recently offered a place to stay in an apartment in Aurelia, and he has expressed interest in finding work again. I'm going to try and live as best I can, in an honorable way. I mean, I'm not just going to go into somebody's house and throw it all away and just buy a bunch of beer and, it's the same thing over again, he said. I want a nice, calm life, and I want sincere conversation with whoever helps me out. However, he still views MAID as the best path forward for him. All these offers go under the implication that I'm going to change my mind, and I've wasted the system's time enough over the years. I'm not changing my mind. This was a long deliberation process, he said. I made up my mind a long time ago, even before it became potential legislation. Dunlop expressed frustration at the fact there are many others facing difficulties similar to his. When you look at me, you're looking at all the street people you ever walked by with a dirty look, and I'm glad I can be that symbol, he said. I'm not going to be here to revel in fame. I'm sorry, the damage is done. They've compromised me in here, he added, referring to the trauma he's experienced over the years, and now it doesn't matter what happens out here. Dunlop has lived across Canada, from Vancouver to Halifax, and recounted numerous occasions when he saw the homeless or disadvantaged treated poorly. The damage that's being done to people is so severe, he said. Ever since this happened, I felt for once in my life that I'm making the right choice. I wouldn't say I feel peace, because I'm worried about my fellow man when I'm gone, but I do feel good about it, and a lot of people are saying, they feel the same way. They feel abandoned. Linda Goodall, executive director at the Lighthouse Shelter, noted 67 people were staying at the shelter January 25. Every single one of them has a story that is maybe not similar to Tyler's, but similar in the sense of hopelessness that has led them to homelessness, she said. It's wonderful that he's going to get support. That is phenomenal, but it does not address the root cause, the lack of affordable housing, the addiction and mental health supports that are needed. She encouraged those experiencing homelessness to seek out the Lighthouse's services. Lighthouse is here for hope, home and a future, and we say that for a reason because we want people to have a home, she said. We definitely want everybody to have hope, and we want to help provide a future. That's what it's all about. Many of the people looking help Dunlop hope he changes his mind on pursuing MAID. One of those people is Aurelia native Jared Booth, who recently set up a GoFundMe to raise money after reading Dunlop's story. I almost felt like I had to do something right away. I knew there was a couple of ways of going about it. I saw people wanting to donate, so I thought, you know what? We can get enough people to raise some money for him, he told Aurelia Matters. I really want to see him pave a new life. It's going to take a lot, I know. He's had a traumatic life growing up, and there's a lot holding him back. But I think if the community comes together and we support him with what he needs, he's capable of it. Booth's GoFundMe page can be found here. MAID for mental illness purposes was originally slated to open March 17, 2023, but in December, members of the federal government requested that date be delayed.